Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS Radio.
My guest is Associate Professor Hannah McGlade of Curtin University, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples expert. Hannah McGlade is also a member of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Peoples. Professor McGlade will tonight speak at a United Nations event to mark International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. The theme of the event is the role of Indigenous women in the preservation and transmission of traditional knowledge. Welcome to NITV Radio, Professor McGlade.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here on International Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah. Now, leading up to this event, you say that International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples this year recognizes the crucial role that Indigenous women play globally in our communities, in current cultures, even in the face of great adversity. And this is an important day to remember that Indigenous women's rights are human rights that must be properly recognized. Now, what is the important role of Indigenous women in preserving and sharing traditional knowledge?
Well, Indigenous women play a paramount role in the preservation and transmission of Indigenous knowledge generations. And in our country, we know that Indigenous culture survived perhaps more than 60,000 years. We're one of the oldest, if not the oldest, living culture on the world. And of course, our women played a critical role in transmitting and preserving Indigenous cultures, including protection of traditional lands, knowledge of biodiversity, knowledge of traditional medicines from plants, hunting knowledge, knowledge of language, of song, of dance. Just to name a little about traditional cultural knowledge, Indigenous women have also been at the forefront of the movement for Indigenous rights in this country since colonisation and resistance as well, of course. So this is an important day to recognise Indigenous women. It is the International Day of the World's Indigenous People, which we recognise every year on this date, August the 9th, and we aim to promote the recognition of the rights set out in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which are equally guaranteed to Indigenous women and children, of course.
We know women face challenges globally, but Indigenous women face even greater challenges. What particular challenges do they face in society?
Well, Indigenous women face the double burden of racism and discrimination as women, and that's a particularly insidious form of discrimination, and it includes violence on the basis of their Aboriginality and gender. Aboriginal women, we know, have the highest rates of murder in Australia, the highest rates of disability, and incarceration is a increasingly problematic area. We perhaps see rates of incarceration of Indigenous women here high, very high compared to other countries, perhaps even the highest in the world in West Australia, according to a former Chief Judge of the Supreme Court. That's just to name some of the particular challenges that Indigenous women face. But in the face of this, Indigenous women have been at the forefront of the rights movement. And today is Indigenous People's Day because it marks the first day of the meeting of the Working Group on Indigenous Populations, the UN, WGIP, who began meeting many years ago in the 1980s in Geneva, Switzerland, and there were Aboriginal women from Australia who were part of those meetings, and they began to dialogue about why the UN and the international human rights system needed to develop an international instrument specifically for Indigenous people. It was two decades of negotiations and dialogues where Indigenous women were active participants and contributors and leaders, and who were fighting for the rights of Indigenous peoples across the world, including that those rights be recognised equally for Indigenous women.
Yeah, and how do the global issues and themes discussed at UN, particularly the UN event, apply to Indigenous Australians?
They are very much applicable because we are talking about the human rights that are set out in the international treaties that we have signed, supported, such as the Declaration, and we often see a failure of our governments to ensure that those rights are properly recognised and respected in countries. And we have many similar parallels with each other as Indigenous peoples across the globe. We're seeing, for example, the removal of Aboriginal children today, and past removal, which is impacting what's happening today. We're seeing that across the globe. In Canada recently, the Pope apologised for that history, which led to the deaths of many Aboriginal children in Canada. We've similarly had apologies from churches and prime ministers, and now we have a government that's committed to constitutional reform and recognition of Indigenous people, as well as treaties and truth-telling. And these are similar parallels and themes for Indigenous people happening across the world. Issues concerning land and respect for Indigenous land, it's around the climate change and the measures to address climate change, which need to properly include Indigenous people, violence against Indigenous women, Indigenous femicide, the murder of Indigenous women, and the state violence towards Indigenous people, evident through lack of protection of Indigenous women's rights, removal of children today, mass incarceration of Indigenous people. These are very much global issues that Indigenous people are facing and seeking to address, as have done, we have done for many decades within the UN and the human rights law system.
Going back again to women's rights in particular, has there been any progress to reduce discrimination against Indigenous women? And if there's any progress, what else, what more needs to be done?
Since 2016, it was clear to me that the National Plan of Action in Australia to address violence against women was not really addressing the situation that Indigenous women face. And I began advocating on this issue before a number of UN treaty bodies. And following the advice that the UN Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women gave to the Canadian government, that there be a separate national action plan on violence against Indigenous women, the committees agreed that Australia needed really to become more concerned and focused on the issue of violence against Indigenous women. So we are now seeing a commitment from the national government to increase policy attention on this issue of violence. The Social Justice Commission and her office are now going to convene a national dialogue next month. So we do want to see greater responsivity, investment and resourcing from the federal government to address this appalling level of violence, including murder of Aboriginal women and even children. We know recently there was a killing of a young mother and her infant child in the Territory, and there was barely a ripple of a media attention across Australia. This is certainly not good enough. The US government, Harland, a Native American woman, has enacted a new law called Invisible, Not Invisible Women, and they are focusing great efforts and resources on addressing murder of Indigenous women in the United States now. We should be working with the United States and also Canada, which has held a Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls inquiry, a national inquiry, to look at the learnings and the recommendations, the efforts and the resources that are required to also address violence against Indigenous women in Australia.
Yeah, Professor Hannah McGlade, it's been a pleasure talking to you. But before I let you go, anything you'd like to add, actually, because I wouldn't like to close with my own words, anything we haven't covered that's very important you'd like to add to the conversation?
I just would like to very much acknowledge the Indigenous women across our country and in the Pacific region who are today working at the forefront of revitalisation and protection of Indigenous cultures, whether it be through language, through protection of our lands and waters, or the teaching for young people and children. Just to say we acknowledge their amazing work and how important this is for our cultural identity and cultural survival.
Professor McGlade, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.